Hello, it's Michael Morris here again with our third Lenten reflection. The first week I took St. Mary's verse for the year, and in the week that had both Valentine's Day and Ash Wednesday in it, reflected on Jesus' new commandment to love one another. Then last week I focused on the fact that if we all share the same Heavenly Father, then we are all brothers and sisters. And as brothers and sisters, we may fall out and have disagreements, but at the end of the day, we are there for each other. Lockdown has reminded me very powerfully of this, because with the help of technology, I've been able to draw close not only to my children, who I haven't been able to see for far too long, but also others who I've been close to in the past, but not made much effort to stay in touch with, despite having the technology. Now lockdown has slowed down my pace of life and forced me to think about what's really important. A particular delight has been to join in Sunday worship with my Anglican brothers and sisters in a small town called Guelph in Canada, near Niagara Falls. I've never actually been there, but I'm getting to know the names of some of the congregation, and I'm delighted that I recognise the words of the service and the hymns, and unable to join in. Why Guelph, you may ask? Well, I met Ralph, the vicar there, first in 1982, when he came from Vancouver to train for the priesthood with me at the Church College in Salisbury. We learnt a lot from each other, having been brought up in very different cultures, and we discovered that, allowing for the time difference between Vancouver and South Wales, we were born on the same day. And using technology, we've been able to exchange birthday greetings in the last week. And using the same technology, I wish him well every year on the 1st of July as he celebrates Canada Day, and he sends me greetings on March the 1st every year. Now, I'm not sure if I should mention St. David's Day after last weekend's Rugby International, but I feel that St. David, like so many of the saints, has much to teach us. David lived in the 6th century, and he was born near to Britain's smallest city that bears his name in Pembrokeshire. It's always struck me as ironic that when people the world over celebrate his special day, firstly, we Welsh people are not sure if March the 1st was his birthday, and secondly, the day is seen as an excuse to feast on the first lamb of the season and to be merry. We do this to honour someone who was both vegetarian and a teetotaler. In fact, his nickname was Dewi Dyfrwr, David the Waterman. He and his monks live a simple, austere life, devoting themselves to the service of God and the service of others. More than 60 churches are dedicated to St. David in Wales, both Catholic and Anglican. His most famous saying was, "Be joyful, keep your faith, and do the little things you have seen me do and you have heard about. I will walk the path that our fathers have trod before us." Now I have these words written on an icon of St. David that the wife of my Canadian friend Ralph made for me, and it helps me remind me of my twofold duty as a Christian, to be faithful to God and to one another. Like David, we're all called to lead by example, to do the little things and to keep alive the faith that has been handed down to us. Lent is a time not only to do the little things that help build God's kingdom on earth as in heaven, but also to pause and reflect on the beauty of God's world and the wonder of his loving care for us day by day. In a famous prayer from Dylan Thomas under Milk Wood, the fictitious Reverend Eli Jenkins gives thanks for this loving care and asks for God's blessing on all of his children. May we be ever mindful of our loving Heavenly Father's care and ever willing to share this with our brothers and sisters of all faiths and none. Every morning when I wake, dear Lord, a little prayer I make. Oh, please to keep thy loving eye on us poor creatures born to die. And every evening at sundown, I ask a blessing on the town. For whether we last the night or no, I'm sure it's always touch and go. We are not wholly bad or good, who live our lives under Milkwood. And thou, I know, will be the first to see our best side, not our worst. Oh, let us see another day. Bless us all this night, dear Lord, I pray. And to the sun we all will bow and say goodbye, but just for now. Now a prayer from the Church in Wales Book of Services for Lent. Almighty God, in whom we live and move and have our being, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless till they rest in you. Grant us purity of heart and strength of purpose, that no selfish passion may hinder us from knowing your will, no weakness from doing it. But in your light we may see light, and in your service find our perfect freedom. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now shall we join together in saying the prayer that unites us across the man-made barriers of different denominations and languages. I'll say it in Welsh, and you join me in your mother tongue. Our Father, ein tad yr hwnwyt yn y nefoedd, sanctaidd i'r denw, dyled y deirnas, gwneler dywyllus, megis yn y nef felly ar y ddeiar hefyd. Dyroi ni heddiw ein bara beinyddiol, a maddau ni ein dyledion, fel y myddaiwn unna ein dyledwyr, ac nac arwain ni i brofedigaeth, aeth i'r gwared ni rhag drwg. Canys aeddo ti o'r deirnas, a'r nerth, a'r gogoniant, yn oes oes oedd. Amen.